Welcome to Live by the Die, Die by the Die, episode 30.
Fixed.
Really?
Yeah. Because cool. We did a two-episode special last time.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, because we did Lacuna and then...
All right, cool beans. So anyway, we're here to play Ghost Echo today, and possibly if we run out of material with Ghost Echo, we move on to Lady Blackbird. And if we run out of material with that, we'll figure out something else to play, too. So you might be in for a triple special today.
Circle Jerko.
Circle Jerko. Anyway, Ghost Echo is extremely small. It effectively takes up one double-sided sheet of paper, and I'm going to get it printed out in color on glossy and laminated eventually. Because it'll be really cool then.
Everybody knows lamination is the mark of a professional game.
Sure fucking is. It's mostly that I can draw on it and cross things out and then erase it. Anyway.
Penises
everywhere. So, there's very little to Ghost Echo. Mostly a list of names, places, and things. And then a starting situation, which is very small. And a small resolution mechanic as well, based on the Other Kind Dice system by Vince Baker. Anyway. The situation. While looting in the ghost world, your crew was sold out. You walk right into an ambush with hungry wraiths on your heels. Questions to answer as you go. Why does your crew need loot? What powers and talents does your particular crew member possess? What is the ghost world? What is the ghost world? No, what you're doing in the ghost world is understood. You're after loot.
Okay. You're stealing shit.
Well, not necessarily stealing shit.
Depends if the ghost world is occupied or not, and that's part of what is the ghost world.
Yes. You're here for loot.
Robbing.
Why you're here for loot is an entirely different reason. So, what talents and powers does your particular member possess? What is the ghost world like? What is the real world like?
What
are echoes? What are
when
echoes
I get
and
excited,
what are
I get larger.
So, you roll dice when you act under pressure. You infiltrate.
Your first name is Richard, right?
We're all going to shut up and let the GM say his piece now.
You roll dice when you act under pressure, you infiltrate or steal, you suffer harm, you commit to violence, you manipulate or hold steadfast, you channel the ghost field, or you listen for echoes. So for those last two, because the rest of them are relatively self-explanatory, when you channel the ghost field, you might perform a supernatural feat, enter or exit the ghost world, or communicate with wraiths. And a standard danger associated with that is a paranormal backlash. When you listen for echoes, you might witness events from the past, sense distant events, or read the local data stream. Danger, standard danger being you attract the attention of one or more wraiths. Good luck, fuckers. Types of wraiths are dogs, vipers, hawks, and spiders, and types of loot are stones, paper, and metal, and we'll define what all of that is in play. There's also a bunch of locations and a bunch of other folk. You are three of Coil, Demon, Hull, Grip, and Vixen.
Grip. Demon.
And I have name tags so that I don't forget who people are.
Like last time?
Repeatedly.
Time, it could have very well been that fact that we were all calling ourselves agents.
We were doing that because we couldn't remember the names.
So, anyway, I bought 50 name tags so that this will not be a problem ever again.
Nice.
And those should last almost until you move.
Coil, Hull, or Vixen?
Coil or Vixen, I don't care which.
Coil. Cool, guys, why do you call him Grip?
He moves all the heavy shit.
I was expecting a masturbation joke, but sure.
I was going to say he spends too much time masturbating, but he spoke up first, so.
Cool, why do you call him Demon?
Smells like sulfur.
Smells like sulfur. It's all the bean burritos he's been eating lately.
We need to make him think he's badass somehow.
Gotcha. All right, and Coil, why do you call him Coil?
Because he's wound up so tight, he's going to explode.
All right. Awesome.
I think it got gripped behind me.
So yeah, while looting in the ghost world, you guys were sold out. You were now surrounded by wraiths, completely ambushed, and they're right hot on your heels. What kind of wraiths are on your heels? Dogs, vipers, hawks, spiders? Combination
hawks.
Of them all?
Hawks.
Cool. What are they about?
Yeah,
sure.
Aerial reconnaissance?
Aerial reconnaissance.
So they get sight of us and then signal back to the main. Wraith fleet. Yeah.
Well, if it's a significant threat, they do. If it's something unimportant and trivial like us, they just take us out themselves.
Or
usually.
Word. And were you guys looting the watchtower, the rail yard, or the Chalk Street Bridge?
We're going after the watchtower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was some good stuff right at the base.
Yeah.
I mean, the upper part got blown to bits mostly, right?
Yeah. Stones, paper, or metal?
Stones.
Bit of stones, a bit of paper.
Yeah.
Cool, what are they? Why? Why are they good loot?
Well, the information in the papers is going to be worth a fortune.
Yeah, if it's the kind with info on it. Otherwise, it's just money from another world.
Gotcha. Stones? Same thing?
No, stones are valuable for themselves.
Gotcha.
You get different kinds, you get them to do different stuff. I mean, it depends on what kind of stone. It's like asking for stones in, you know, our world. Every kind is a different thing.
So, who do you figure sold you out? Venom, Kilo, or White?
It's probably White and his girlfriend, Roots.
It's because she's graying.
Mm-hmm.
Word. All right.
I'm going to kill that son of a bitch.
I'll help.
And, where's Axe's safe house? List of places.
Heartbreak Square.
Heartbreak Square. Axis has his safe house down there?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic.
Too bad that's not any closer.
Yeah. So you're at the watchtower. You guys just got jumped, and you're probably itching to blow off White's face after that. And there's Hawks swooping down on you and blazing lights down at your trail.
Cool. I take a quick look around. What kind of ambush are we dealing with?
Six Hawks.
Oh, it's just the Wraiths. It's not Wraiths on our tail and an ambush in front of us.
No, the ambush is the six Wraiths.
The ambush is the Wraiths. Okay.
If you guys want to make a run for headquarters, I can distract them.
Forget headquarters. Let's make a run for the tower. We bring them down to our level. We force them to come through the entrance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, such as it is. And we'll have a better chance of fighting them. I don't know about you, but every single one of these that we take down is slightly less of a threat the next time we're in town. Not that we will ever see any difference. So, we are making a mad dash for the entrance to the tower.
All right. And that's certainly acting under pressure here.
Yep.
For each of you. Acting under pressure to get into this, into the front gates of the watchtower, the busted up front gates of the watchtower.
I'm pushing everyone else in front of me.
So,
as a side consequence, I would like to be able to designate a success die to making sure that everyone else gets to safety.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
You are being the... You're covering our back.
Yeah. So one for getting in myself, one for the danger of being caught. Actually, I guess those are kind of the same thing, aren't they?
What?
Well, getting there myself and not being caught. The point is we're acting to get there.
No. The standard danger is you suffer harm.
Oh, good, okay. So, get there first, suffer harm, push the rest of my teammates.
Replace somebody else's die with that one. You can spend one of your dice to replace another person's of some kind.
Spend a die? Do I have a die pool?
No.
No, okay.
But so, you can replace... No. Roll your dice. You get a third one.
And I can replace somebody else's die with
third
roll.
The third consequence being you get caught. You get grabbed.
Okay, so I have an extra consequence too?
No, that is your extra consequence. I'm letting you replace one of your die rolls with one of someone else's to help them get to safety.
Okay.
Roll your dice and you'll see how it works.
All right. Shazam.
Oh, dicks.
All right.
Cool, so what do you each got?
I rolled a 5 and a 3.
5 and a 3. So, which one do you assign to getting hurt? Which one do you assign to getting in? Acting under pressure, getting into the location. 1 to 2, The goal fails and the opportunity is lost until circumstances change. 3-4, the goal is partially achieved and the opportunity remains. And 5-6, the goal is achieved. Bam. For the danger, 1-2, the danger comes plain and simple, true. 3-4, the danger comes partially true and remains. And 5-6, the danger does not come true.
Okay.
And I need cards.
The danger does not come through.
I have cards.
I was actually going to grab.
I don't have cards. Never mind.
The danger does not come through for me.
For the 5?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I partially succeed getting it.
All right. Fantastic. So you're stuck just outside the watchtower. I mean, you've made some headway, but you're pinned down and haven't managed to suffer harm. Hang on, we'll see if that updates.
I got 4-1.
4-1. All right.
So 4 is the harm becomes partially true and stays. 1 is that I failed completely to get into the...
All right. So we'll get you rolling your suffer harm in a moment here, but how does the hawk harm you?
I got in front of Coil at one point, and it swooped down and just grabbed me. Knocked me to the ground. Its talons shredding my shoulder.
Cool. Cool. Hang on that one. And you, what do you got?
6-6-1.
6-6-1. How are you going to assign those? Are you going to replace one of his failed rolls with this with a 6 to shove him to safety? Take his 1.
Okay, so I can swap a die.
Yeah.
Enjoy safety.
Yeah, he shoves you clean in through the watchtower doors as you would otherwise be pinned completely down by these things. So...
yeah, I...
You do get slashed by the talon, though. That
yeah.
kind of sucks.
I actually grab you by your injured arm and heave you over me and into the building.
All right. So, you've got 2 1s and a 6 to assign. You've got some shitty options here.
Yep.
You, one of them, if you manage to make it in and get caught, I mean, you've got a hawk directly pinned to you and jabbing at you and shit. What are your options here? How are you going to take this?
So, refresh my memory. Get there... get injured, and what's my third one?
Get grabbed.
Get grabbed?
Yes.
I get grabbed.
Okay.
I don't get injured. I don't get there.
You don't get injured. You don't get injured. You don't get grabbed.
No, I do get grabbed.
So you do get grabbed.
I don't get injured.
You don't get harmed. All right, yeah. Well, one of the hawks just swoops down, picks you up, and starts sailing off into the sky.
So you're the only one who got through safely?
Seems like it.
You're pinned down. You got thrown inside, but you also suffered harm. Roll 2 dice for suffer harm.
Am I aiming high or low?
No, I thought he didn't suffer harm there.
He still suffered harm.
Suffered
he
harm,
got injured and I stepped
hanging.
In and...
and there's problems sticking around because of it.
Okay.
Now.
Snake eyes.
Snake eyes. Terrifying. So, not only do you are you unable to fight through the pain at all, but you pass clean out. But you're safe inside the watchtower at the moment anyway.
Well, that's nice.
I'm going to... what's the word for speaking to wraiths?
Yeah.
These dice are being retired.
Can you speak to wraiths?
Only through posture and empathy, the same as anybody else.
Gotcha. All right.
I don't have any special talents. I can't speak their language.
If they have one.
If they have one. I don't know. Some people claim they do. I fucking don't know. Look, the point is I'm making myself an easy meal. I go limp and I try and convince it that it's a good idea to just sit down and eat me right away.
Word. What are you doing? You see him get lifted off and him fly off, maybe pass out. You don't see him move in the doorway or anything. And those hawks are swooping down at you.
Yep. I'm angry. I'm always angry and on edge.
Yeah.
Watching,
What power do you possess that'll help you out with this?
Pyrokinesis.
I can, channel, the anger into an energy blast.
Yeah, like, just, maybe that's the whole coil thing.
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, channel the ghost field, man.
Yeah. So, an energy blast to hopefully get rid of, hawks.
and the paranormal backlash that could come along with it.
Yeah.
And is it the same thing as I'm doing, but different?
What do you mean?
Is it the same?
Well, you're just letting this thing carry you off at the moment.
Well, I was trying to, like, mentally influence it to not carry me any further and just sit down and try and eat me.
Yeah?
Not through any actual language, not by like, hey, dude, I'm totally an easy meal. Just by, like, you know, going limp and preying on its instincts.
All right, well, try and manipulate it and hope you don't get dropped.
Okay, what's the consequence for manipulation?
Hope you don't get dropped.
Okay.
So, you're blasting out at those hawks swooping down at you, yeah? Gotcha. Roll your dice. What do you got here? Blinding success, not even having to think there. Yeah, this thing feels the weight that you got there, thinks you're passed out, and starts to set down on one of the ledges of the watchtower, actually.
Okay.
Time out. You.
I rolled a 3 and a 2.
Cool. What comes partially true, and what sucks for you?
What sucks for me is... I take out 3 of the hawks.
Okay, blur up!
And the...
But the paranormal backlash comes in full effect?
It's paranormal backlash, sorry.
The danger is paranormal backlash. So either that's partially coming true or it's coming completely true. Take your pick.
Endorphin rush, you're high.
If it's coming completely true, you're managing to blast some of these hawks.
Yeah.
If it comes partially true only and hangs out, the danger continues to loom, then you blast none of the hawks.
No, I'm totally blasting the hawks.
Okay, cool. So that means that this paranormal backlash zams out at you.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
It means that he has a complete endorphin rush and is uselessly high. he falls to the ground giggling.
Zack!
I got him.
You got him right here.
What's it mean when you're passed out and incapacitated in the ghost world?
You go to a courtroom filled with rapes.
That seems to suck pretty bad.
Yeah.
What's that? What's that mean exactly?
Well, because we can't understand their language. There's just a bunch of body language that you can see from them. And
all right.
Seeing a wraith deal with body language is a freaky ass sight.
All right, so all in all, you're just kind of terrified and huddling in a ball.
Yeah.
All right. Back to you, Mr.
I'm not only good
I just tricked this goddamn wraith.
I'm not only good at putting lifting heavy things up, I'm good at putting them down.
All right.
I slam it into a wall and throw it down at one of the ones that's below.
Right after it sets you down.
Yep, just as soon as I feel that my legs are within swinging range of a solid surface, just...
Bam! Slam.
All right. Roll 2 dice. Commit to harm. Danger. Commit to violence. Danger is unwanted harm.
What's partial success mean? That means I get the one that I've got in my arms, but not the ones below.
partial success. Goal is partially achieved, and the opportunity
the intention
remains.
Was to. Clear out a couple of them so that I can be able to, you know, help my friends. But in this case, I guess I'm just getting the one.
You're getting the one, and but the opportunity to, maybe nail some of the others remains because they haven't cued in on you entirely.
Well, that's good because I'm on my way down.
Yeah, I sure are.
I throw him down, and he latches onto my arm, and I follow through.
Yeah, apparently.
We're tumbling down to the ground together.
Awesome. Thunk hunk, thunk hunk. Ow.
Actually, on my way down,
yeah,
I wanted to try and aim for another one. If the opportunity still exists, I'll take my chances and do double or nothing.
Absolutely. Double or nothing indeed. Roll 2 dice again as dangers. Further unwanted harm and incapacitation for the first one.
Don't suck. Oh!
One, two.
Yeah! And that hawk that you were beating against the wall and dragged you further down uses you as a cushion.
Thung!
So, where do the hawks cart you guys off to? I mean, you zacked 3 of them, but that means there were still 3 left.
Didn't he take out one?
Kinda. He partially took out one, and then it landed on him.
Oh, I thought this partial.
No, that was the additional result. Was on my way down, double or nothing.
Yeah. So, what do these hawks do with you guys? Where do the hawks end up taking their meals if they're not planning on reporting them to the higher-ups? I mean, if you guys are getting reported onto the higher-ups, then...
They just take us someplace quiet with not a lot of overhead so nobody else sees them feeding.
The canals.
To the nest?
To the canals.
The canals still have roofs on them.
And they're so dirty that no one will notice when the water gets a bit darker.
Fair enough. All right. Yeah, you all come too. You are battered beyond belief. He's not looking good.
My dominant arm is hanging uselessly at my side.
Sure is. Actually, we'll take this away for now. And you're starting to come down from that endorphin high. But that said, there's not a small number of hawks around here.
We just got
That said, you guys have been stowed in it's commonly known as the refrigerator. It ain't particularly cold, but it is locked up. It's where they store their future meals for later when they're not hungry now.
So,
and there's you guys and about two other ghost runners.
So you two are injured?
Yeah.
Alright. One of the reasons I do get so high strung is I can help mitigate injuries by basically making myself tenser.
Sorry, say again?
One of the things that keeps me so wound up is ability to heal.
Yeah.
And I basically heal their wounds, and but then can be more likely to cause another one of those bursts to go off unintentionally.
Yeah, in this case, the paranormal backlash would be you taking this harm directly onto yourself and not being able to heal it on you.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. So, and sometimes, worst case scenario, you do, your body just mimics the harm without healing it in the first place.
Yeah.
Cool. Feel free to roll four dice. Heal, harm. Your body could end up horrifyingly battered for this.
Yeah.
Just saying.
All right, fully aware. But
he can't choose to do it one at a time? Mitigate the harm?
Well, he's got 5-5-5-1.
It'd be the same die result anyway. So someone is not getting healed, or you're suffering some of the terrible harm from one of them. That said, it's entirely likely that both of you are healed. So whose wounds do you take onto your body and are unable to regenerate immediately?
Or are mine too severe to take on? So you back out before you do any harm?
Or Wraith taint a bit too strong in his claw wound and you back out?
It's true. I mostly hurt myself by falling off a building.
It's true. You just have a shattered bone or two.
I'm definitely in worse shape than you, but I don't have Wraith stink on me.
Yeah.
There's nothing of normal stink.
You can't do anything against the Wraith,
then? I tried, but I did the best I could. It's too strong.
Cool. So your arm's kind of useless still, and the healing don't work. You're doing fine, though. Your body, the ecto patches itself back together, and you're looking pretty.
I'm guessing when the Wraiths took us in, they took everything we had on us, too?
Oh, yeah, they just carted you off.
Okay.
Everything we have, we still have. They're mostly scavengers. I don't know. Are they that smart?
They're smart enough to haul major threats back to...
I guess so. Smart enough to tell the difference there and have a boss.
No. They're smart enough to have a boss.
Yeah.
You gotta remember, I just blasted half the troop that came after us.
Yeah, but you got strange psychic powers. Speaking of,
yeah,
heavy things are not the only thing that I can lift.
Gotcha.
Don't masturbate in the fridge.
One of my talents is the ability to transfer wraith taint.
Really?
But I have to put it down somewhere. How are the other two in the cell looking?
Kind of keeping to themselves.
But they're healthy?
Looking hale enough. Hard to tell.
Are they by themselves, or are they by themselves together?
They're hanging together.
Okay. I'm going to try and pick it up and just put it down in this room.
and make things harder for whoever gets sucked in here next. And if I fail, I'm going to either have to put it somewhere else on a moderate fail or on myself on a serious fail.
Sure.
Sound like a deal?
You just got caught by a hog. Here's some Wraith Tank to ruin your day.
Channel Ghost Field, Paranormal Backlash. So which one's which?
Sorry, dude, I can't do anything about your arm.
No worries.
Man, that shit is nasty. That venom's just stuck right in there. Your arm is looking ugly. Anyway,
Hey, you two. What's your names?
I'm Wheel, this guy's Breaker.
Why do they call you Breaker?
What, are you stupid? You guys want out of here?
Yeah.
No shit.
You got a plan?
I have a plan. We have four walls here, right?
Three walls and a portcullis thing, Jazz.
All right.
I wouldn't go through the portcullis, though. That looks like a lot of hawks.
Yeah.
It's a fucking airy.
You know what the best way to take care of a lot of hawks is?
What do you got?
Gas. You know where we're sitting?
Bridge.
The canals.
Right.
What do you think they used to run through these canals?
Not water.
I guess we're going to find out. You still got your igniter?
I am the igniter, which was my plan.
Hellfire!
The second reason they call me demon.
Yeah. I was planning on you being an explosives expert, thus the solvent. Why don't you see what you can do about lighting up that puddle of shit out there? See what it is?
Yeah. So, I go over to the,
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Yeah. So
it's just him.
the channel
Trust
of the ghost
me,
feels
old.
And, unexpected backlash. Aside from the unexpected backlash, there's always a small danger in that I misfire and everything behind me goes up in flames.
Like how you're not giving anything else positive. You're just like, yeah, I'm going to roll a die and see if you guys die.
No, if it...
So as it stands, you're just lighting that puddle up, hey? But hoping you don't
actually
to
well,
light anything else up.
With the extra explosive danger comes
That's
extra explosive
die.
Fun.
The third die is who gets hurt.
Yeah.
Lighting things on fire is your supernatural thing. The backlash is... It doesn't go where you want it to go, so you don't light the pool of crap on fire.
Yeah.
And the third die is, who gets hurt by it?
Yeah.
So on a 6, it's 5, it's them. On a 4, 3, it's us. On a 2, 1, it's you.
Yeah.
Sixes!
Come on, happy dice gods. Not bad.
Yeah, one of each.
Yeah. So. What's a partial, what's unfortunate, and what's good?
Alright.
I put the hurting them as the...
Hurting them is my 6.
So you're saying you nail some hawks good?
Yeah.
But you didn't light up what you wanted to light up. You hit the hawks and not the pool.
Yeah.
It's tough to see through the flurry out there.
So, target is that... Unexpected backlash is this. I get hurt.
Alright!
I go up in flames.
You've seen this happen before. It's always unfortunate. Will you suffer harm again, please? 2 dice.
Hold on.
Oh.
We've seen this before, like you
Actually,
said.
Actually, just 1 die for suffer harm.
He's got a bag on him. Or, sorry, I've got a bag on me, because we don't like to go rifling through his things when he's on fire.
Yeah.
It contains a smother blanket.
Okay.
Can I roll a die that can be exchanged for one of his?
Sure.
As I pull it out of my bag and throw it over.
So, this is the... If he gets better than me to for harm, or is this replacing the 2?
Either one of your dice can be replaced with this.
Okay. Well,
you're only rolling 1 die.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Let's see how this works.
I'm fine.
You're fine.
I appreciate the thought, but I had it covered.
So your ecto is pretty burned up.
Yeah, we like to have it covered, too.
Your ecto is pretty burned up, eh? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're fine, though. I mean, you're not out cold, which is good.
I start coughing on smoke and then give him the blanket back.
Smells it back in my bag.
Smells more like smoking sulfur now.
I look to make sure that we're not about to be eaten, and then I put it back in my bag.
So, what die did you assign to burning the shit out of
the
Hawks?
Six.
The six? Whoosh! Yeah, your flame washes through a good chunk of the nearby area anyway, melts a small hole through your port.
It's a good thing Hawks aren't smart enough to stop, drop, and roll.
Here's a quick question. What does removing the Wraith Taint do from Wraiths? Sorry, what does removing the Wraith Taint from Wraiths do to Wraiths?
You know, I'm pretty sure that would actually turn them into, what were called ghosts? Turn them back into ghosts instead.
Is that what ghosts are?
Or what Wraiths are?
Whatever we are. I thought we were called ghosts.
Well, you're chilling in the ghost world. Whether or not you are ghosts entirely is...
We're looters.
Yeah, you're looting the ghost world.
It'll, No, we'll turn them into allies instead.
I wait for a couple of them to get close to the portcullis.
Down, yeah.
I pull the Wraith Taint out of the closest two.
All right, and Breaker's just going clean through that hole in the wall now and trying to take the fight.
Oh, he actually blew a hole in the wall.
Yeah.
I said so, yeah.
Nice.
So you're going to try and haul the hate out of one of these hawks, eh?
Not the closest ones. If Breaker's going through first and punching the shit out
of thud.
Oh, so that's why they call him Breaker.
Okay.
Seems surprised.
And he picks up that hawk by the tail and
hey man,
starts
I guy
heading off at whatever's coming
into
towards.
A 20-foot behemoth.
Wheel's like, see? That's why I stay with him.
That's a good call. That. I reach out and I try and pull the taint out of one that's not immediately next to Breaker.
Yeah.
Just to cause some chaos.
Word, two dice.
Yeah. What's the backlash from this?
Backlash? Tainting you, bitch.
No, there's too much strength in numbers. My back out.
Oh.
Yeah.
The wraith take gets stronger for every wraith there's around.
I remember why I don't do this. I remember why I don't do this. The nightmares just don't stop.
I was
going
to try to support you there first.
So, we're going to call timeout right here. Mm-hmm. So, after these messages, we'll be right back.
Okay. All right, we are back after these commercial messages. There's no commercial and there's
no one.
And there's no delay.
Yeah, so we left off with Breaker doing his thing, beating the shit out of Hawks. You just put yourself out of fire after putting yourself on fire. Mm-hmm. And you all stayed away from Wraith Taint.
Except me.
Repeatedly.
I can't help it, that shit is poison, man. You are literally asking me to juggle poison with my mind. Fuck you.
And, you guys are stuck at the canals with wraiths everywhere.
Alright.
The heat is on.
I'm going to try something different.
Yo.
I want to soften up the entire canal. Take a little bit of wraith taint from the whole area.
And
weaken the enemy. Make it easier for Breaker to do his thing. Make them hesitate.
Gotcha. Roll four dice. One for sucking the taint. One for backlash.
Is that just a foul taste in my mouth or what?
One for the backlash. One for attracting the attention of the wraiths to yourself. And, one for suffering harm.
Wow. No way this could go wrong for me.
Something is going wrong.
You've literally given me three drawbacks.
I've given you excellent odds of actually succeeding if you want to, though.
I hate you.
Two successes, two failures.
So, backlash, attracting attention, harm... And sucking the life out of wraiths.
Sucking the life out of wraiths.
Okay.
No harm.
No harm.
Lots of attention.
terrible
the
backlash.
Backlash.
Cool. What sort of backlash, guys? What can you come up with?
You just sucked a bunch of wraith taint?
Yeah.
I'm not sucking it, I'm lifting it. Fuck off.
So while he's groping wraith taint.
Still better.
One of the wraiths in the area. Well, most of it goes to him. Some of it gets sucked into one of the hawks, and it goes up a level. It gets smarter.
We just promoted a hawk.
Yeah, apparently. What's a hawk promote into?
Dog.
So dog is up the chain from hawk.
Thumb!
At least in this case.
Mm-hmm. And
it's more useful to it to be a dog in this circumstance, so it turns into a dog.
Mm-hmm. Breaker is now having a rough time with a fucking dog, while hawks are closing in on you, and you guys are what? And Wheel just looks like he's spinning off.
I didn't expect him to be any fucking use.
Nope.
His name's Wheel.
He has one use, escape.
I'm going to try to bounce the attention that's been drawn to him towards the dog.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm springing.
All right. We'll call that manipulating the wraiths. How are you doing that? Exactly. You got some special abilities that does that, or what's up?
Hmm. It's an ability linked to the coiling and the spring.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
I'm tapping into that same ability.
Cool. Yeah. So, manipulate them, fail, and the danger is that you attract the attention of them yourself too.
Mm-hmm.
Ha!
Good.
You don't manage to attract attention, and they're focusing on the dog, which takes some pressure off of Breaker. Closing in on you, swoop, turn around, and they're on this huge-ass fucking dog thing. What are you up at?
That's no way to speak about Breaker.
Huh?
That's no way to speak about Breaker.
While their focus is distracted, for the big stuff, I use my power. I am still an explosive expert, and I got some smoke grenades. So I want to try and cover us in smoke so we can get out.
I'm just waiting for the moment where you try and smoke some wraith tank.
You can't smoke wraith tank. You can only broil it.
Yeah, you know what? Lots of smoke.
And make a break for it.
And then make a break for it? Alright. Hard to see where you're going.
Yeah.
But, you know what? I'll let you roll three dice. You only need to keep two. Act under... We'll move undetected. Is your goal.
Uh-huh.
And caught in the act. Cornered by some hawk.
Right.
And are you following suit? Roll the third die.
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
One,
oh,
there
two,
it is.
Three.
Okay.
And hey, two sixes.
All right, man. Yeah. You book it the shit out of here. And what are you doing? Aside from playing Just Cause.
Because that's what Jeffs do.
Well, they suck on Wraith Taint and then play Just Cause.
Work on the grip.
You like your laptop?
Usually, yeah.
I love how he agreed to the past tense.
I'm not running.
Nope.
I'm helping Breaker.
You're just going to help him take out the dog? You too, or what's
that? I was going to stay and help.
Cool.
Hey, how often do we get a chance to take out this many wraiths, and how often are we so far this successful? We've managed to burn a shit ton of them.
Well, only because we've come to a place where they like to hide. They're not expecting company.
Yeah. Better chance to take them out when they're unprepared.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I put my fist to the dog. That's right, I fist the dog.
Yeah, that was nice.
Roll two dice.
Those are my
six. Three, actually. Keep two.
Okay.
Well, you've got this smoke bomb that's distracting things, you got Breaker distracting things, and you got the Hawks distracting things. This dog's at a disadvantage.
I'm going to try to,
You only need to keep two of those dice.
Oh, only two of my twos.
Yeah.
I wanted to try to act more as a cover. He's better at punching shit than I am, but I can, try to keep the,
Roll one die and replace one of his with it.
Get a six.
Y'all need to roll underhanded. I need to
six.
Go forward.
Six.
Six! Which one's that going into?
I punch right through the dog.
All right.
He returns the favor.
Yeah, specifically, actually, he hits you because you were providing cover. Boom! And you go flying.
Yep.
Yeah, sploosh! Into the muck.
Sploosh.
And Breaker is quite thankful for the help because you crack this thing in the jaw, which gives him the opportunity to just twist its neck and thunk.
Punched through.
Hmm?
Punched through. Was not a euphemism.
Crunch! Thud! And now there's Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
That are no longer focused on the dog. You're in the muck. You're out. Where are you heading? As you burst off.
I'm going to go find White and Roots and crucify them. And then burn them for good measure.
Where are they, where do they normally hang out? Where did you get the information from them? Down at the rail yard, or are they in the night and bottle, or at the nail and bottle?
I don't know. I was going to listen to the echoes, try and find them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. Sensing distant events, and risk attracting the attention of wraiths.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily the ones you left behind, neither.
Nope.
So, partially comes true, and the opportunity remains. Danger partially comes true and remains. So, there's a spider tuning in on your listening, and it's homing in on you. That said, you're zeroing in on a location for these guys. What do you manage to pick up?
I pick up the sound of laughter and camaraderie.
That certainly sounds like the night carnival to me.
Yeah,
but. It's pretty fuzzy. What
well,
do you do?
That was a place where they used to go on dates while we were here, and not looting. So, I'll head there.
Yeah? Alright. You're heading off, acting under pressure, with specifically the danger of this spider managing to track you down.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's simple two dice. As you're what are you, how are you heading down? Like, you just dashing off to the night carnival, or what's going on?
Yeah. That being said, because White is the one who gave them this information, if the spider catches on to me, can I add a dice for the consequence of he finds out too that I'm after him?
That White finds out?
Yeah.
Sure. That's kind of terrifying.
Uh huh.
You guys are bad at rolling today.
I
was doing really good at first, and then it fucked me.
Partially get there. Spider and White, no.
Oh, yeah, so the spider's homing right in on you. What do spiders do when they home in on folk?
Catch them in the web.
No, they weave a web. They figure out where the person is going, and they prepare for them there.
Yeah.
All right.
Can't catch somebody without
and,
knowing.
And White knowing about him coming after because of the echoes. Where is he going to bolt off to?
Bolt off?
Actually, what's he going to do exactly? What do you figure?
He's getting his friends.
He's getting his friends, and the spider's setting up a trap. All right, cool. That's a great setup. Let's hang out with that. Now, you guys, you're stuck in the muck. What do you do?
I was going to attempt to bounce back onto the into the fray with the Hawks Breaker and Grip there.
Yeah.
And release another energy blast, of course, with the chance of injuring the two of them as well.
You're a dick.
Yeah, apparently. All right. You'll just need two dice for that.
Oh, just two dice?
Yeah.
So the backlash will be...
Actually, no. There's acting under pressure.
Yeah.
As you're crawling out of the muck, there's the potential to suffer harm there yourself.
Yeah.
There's launching an electrical fray, and there's hurting them with your electrical fray. So, four dice. Yeah, go for it.
What could possibly go wrong?
Everything. Apparently. You got two threes? Two middle results
two low
results. Be glad we're not playing other kind.
Alright, so my options again were I can...
For good things, the goal is partially achieved and the opportunity remains, and for danger, the danger partially comes true and the danger remains. Otherwise, things just start to get worse from there.
I will basically choose the back out option.
Now you're doing everything you can to pull up, pull up, pull up.
Yeah.
So... yeah, you catch your leg in something. It's hard to see because it's under the muck. And your electricity does flare out through the ground, and the cables all by your feet are just flaring.
Yep.
But you're not hurt yet.
Oh, good.
It's just there's danger there. Cool, so... What are you up to?
I'm just wondering when you're ready.
The coil has his leg caught, and the cables at Grip's feet are electrified.
And was that question to me?
Yeah, what are you up to? Because you see coils dicking around in the muck and electrifying shit all over the place. Looks like his leg is caught in some of these wires that are coming up to you.
I'm going to yank away the wires. To clear him.
Just grab right onto them and...
Yes! Grip.
Okay.
That's what I do. Grab onto
like
him.
How so? Grab them physically?
Physically grab them.
Okay, cool.
Lift them up and stick them into the nearest dock.
Alright. Yeah, roll an extra one, take the two worst. You've only got two real results. Blast the Hawk and suffer harm yourself.
And
pulling him free. Okay, just roll three dice then.
Kill the shit out of the Hawk.
Zack Thunk!
No.
No?
No. Don't hurt the Hawk.
That'll be partially injure the Hawk.
Oh, yeah, three. Sorry. I'm in Burning Wheel success mode.
That'll be when we hit Lady Blackbird. In the better part of 20 minutes.
Somewhat injure myself.
Okay.
Free him completely.
Cool. Yank! Wah! Thunk, you land on the ground, uninjured, and your leg's free. You're on your back, though, but I mean, hey, better position than you were before.
Yep.
And meanwhile, you've managed to get kind of electrocuted here.
Mm-hmm.
No serious harm immediately, but the coil's coursing through you, and that's not fun. And
the wires aren't sticking to it like I expected. They're still a threat.
They are sticking to it great. Unfortunately, it's sticking to you, too.
I extricate myself from the Hawk.
Yeah? Act under pressure, suffer harm.
I failed to extricate myself, but suffer no harm.
Alright! Fuck!
Somebody give me a hand here?
You've got problems as you are electrocuting people. And your coil's out of control. Meanwhile, you're heading down to the night circus.
Yeah.
Fuck, fuck! I know I'm caught. Damn it, this is going to go badly.
But I'm still gonna crucify White and Roots.
Yeah, sure.
I bounce back up and grab the smash into the hawk that has grip.
And that grip has trapped with himself?
Yeah,
that
grip has trapped with himself, and basically try to take the hawk up the rest of the way and free grip up to be able to help with the others to help break her up again.
Cool! Act under pressure or suffer harm?
Yep.
Doesn't sound like out and out violence. Hey! Yeah. You tackle that thing, which has a lovely side effect of killing that current, and manage to suffer nothing in the immediate. That said, you're tumbling on the ground with a hawk.
Just turn it off.
Yeah, okay.
Well, if it won't let me turn off the volume, I'm not interested in playing it when we're playing.
What?
So if it won't let me turn off the volume, I set all the volumes to low. It's retarded. I'm not going to play it.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to be distracting. So just,
So, yeah. Coil's tumbling on the ground with one of them hawks, and you and Breaker take it to him. Over the course of the next few minutes, no further pressure underway, and that dog's down. You manage to send most of those hawks flying off to, well, to report to somebody anyway. There's too many of them to take down entirely.
That's fine. The canals have their own treasure.
Mm-hmm.
They are a bit of a stow of metal.
Yep. Wasn't what we were looking for, but we'll take what we can get.
Yeah. What do you use metal for?
What else?
What is metal exactly?
Bullets.
As far as in the ammo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you use bullets for in the ghost world? Okay, amend. So actually just for guns.
Shooting people, yeah.
Alright.
And raids.
Well, why are they specifically loot? Like, why are they considered a particularly valuable thing? Are bullets extremely rare nowadays?
Nobody's known how to mass produce bullets for years.
Gotcha. All right, fair enough. Yeah. So there's been a huge stow of bullets here.
From all the people that got killed in the past.
Ammo chains and shit.
It's a shame Wheel and what's his face took off.
Yes.
Demon. Oh, get their share. The Breaker, come here.
And that's good. That's taken care of.
Take what's yours. We'll take our third. Catch you around.
Thunk, thunk.
We see you at the, what's the name of that pleasure place? Where are you going?
I'm going to the night circus.
Heartbreak Square is the one that he was talking about before, anyway.
Mm. Heartbreak Square is where the headquarters is.
Hey, that's where we're going to go carouse afterwards. Me there, Breaker.
Wait, we carouse in the ghost world? I figured we went back to our world for that.
Because then we don't have a problem with wraiths.
The exit's at Heartbreak Square. Why do you think that, what is it? Whatever his name is,
We catch you at Heartbreak Hotel. First drink's on me.
Yeah. Thunk, thunk, thunk. Just want to read off some of the credits here, by the way. The inspiration, or inspired by section, Vince Baker, Dan Aykroyd, Wachowski Brothers. Yeah, right.
Alright.
I just noticed that.
Can we pick up our medal?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we head for Heartbreak Square.
Alright.
Which is infinitely more memorable now that I know on the other side in the real world is Heartbreak Hotel.
Yep.
Word. Alright, you guys are heading off to the Heartbreak Square.
Mm-hmm.
Loot in tow. Meanwhile, you're heading off to the Night Carnival.
Yep.
And, cool. You're holding steadfast on your course, and risk getting put in a bad spot as you're pummeling your way towards White, and White and Cross
Root.
Risk's putting himself in a
Risk's putting himself in a terrible place.
On top of the terrible place he's already put himself in.
No. He's not in a terrible place. A terrible place has been set up for him.
Oh.
This spider's got a trap set for him, and on top of that, White's most certainly got his bros with him. So, roll your two.
Can I add that before we got covered in wraiths, we actually managed to find a stone.
or I did. And like Grip said, each stone has its own unique property. I squeeze this one hard enough, it creates a body double.
Body double?
Yeah. Unless I'm mistaking it for something else.
Yeah.
Unseen danger.
That'll be a 2-die ghost field.
So do I roll the ghost field and then roll my thing, or?
Roll all four. Assign as you wish.
Okay. Ghost field dice, defy danger dice?
No, they're all just dice.
They're all just dice. You choose
after
you roll.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Something doesn't work so well. So again, you've got holding your course steadfast.
Mm-hmm.
You've got getting thrown into a bad position.
Mm-hmm.
You've got creating this body double, and you've got paranormal backlash.
Paranormal backlash 1.
Yeah.
You get knocked unconscious.
Yeah.
Your body double gets put into a tough spot, and you suffer no harm.
There's no harm that was going about.
Oh, sorry, what are the other two?
Keep his course.
Right. Sorry. Body double, backlash.
You keep course.
Keep course.
And terrible position.
Terrible spot. Okay, so you keep course, you end up in a slightly terrible position, and by you I mean your body double.
Yeah. So.
You pass out, so you don't know what's going on until your body double is done. And you successfully get your body double.
So, body double,
course. Tough spot.
Tough spot, backlash.
All right. Thunk. Thud.
The power of you. The power of stone.
It creates a body double and it passes out promptly.
Yeah. Crunch. Thud. And now there's a different version of me standing up. Without the injured shoulder, though.
And it fucks off and goes and holds the course.
Yep.
So, you guys get to Heartbreak Square.
Mm-hmm.
Passing through.
We dial out.
Dial out. All right. Exit the ghost world. Roll your 2 dice.
What'd you get? 3 and 3. I got 6 and 1. What happens when I fuck up leaving the ghost world? Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I'm looking at him. What happens?
You dial out to the wrong spot. You get back to the real world, but you're not where you dialed in.
And why is that dangerous, GM?
Because that means your body's still where you dialed out.
Okay. After the projection, nifty. It means we should still be able to go.
Hello, my dearie.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Sleepy.
Oh, poor sleepy. There's coffee.
Blends.
Mm.
So what's a partial success or a partial failure, I mean?
Partial. Partial, partial, partial. Marshall, Marshall, Marshall. You're halfway.
Oh, shit. I'm in the place between. What lives in the place between?
Things meaner than
grapes.
You can
run off with this one if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
You can run off with that one if you'd like.
Hi. Who are you? I would like... Can I have a chance to pull him out with me? I'm going to be in the wrong spot. But grab
so you're out and in the wrong spot.
Yes, but can I try to grab him on the way? Try to aid him at least so he's out of the ghost world. Because no one wants to get stuck in limbo. That's how you become a wraith.
Well, one of the ways you can become a wraith.
Well, you can listen for his echo.
Sure. 2 dice?
Hmm?
It's 2 dice?
Yeah. It's always going to be at least 2 dice.
Six, one again.
Hmm?
Alright. So,
back
where
out.
Death,
hmm?
You
back
realize
out.
That you're not sitting on the shoe anymore? Can you please fix that? Thank you.
So, you back out?
We all back out.
You managed to not attract the attention of the wraiths.
Yay!
That said, you don't manage to hear his echo. So you're floating in limbo, and you're unconscious and in limbo.
I'd like to find my echo.
Oh?
Well, you've got to pull yourself out, right?
Good luck. There is the possibility of attracting the attention of all of these wraiths who are currently in Parliament.
Why am I? Why am I in limbo?
Because you passed right out.
Okay. All right.
We
right.
Called that. Remember?
Yes.
That sucks.
Did you roll 6-1 again?
3-1. What's a partial success?
Partial success on hearing the echoes.
On finding myself to pull myself out.
Didn't we already have that? Have you stuck in limbo?
You'll be able to find your way to him. And that's at least a good reference point.
To who?
Hmm?
To me.
To you?
Yeah.
Can I decline?
You can take the 0. The goal is not achieved at all.
I take the 0. And I attract the attention of every ghost around me.
Some. The danger partially comes true. The 1 is the danger fully comes true.
Oh, I wanted the 1 for... Oh, okay, yeah. Partially comes true. Right, that makes more sense. I attract some ghosts.
Ooh. Cool. You see a good chunk of the Parliament crawling its way towards something that just basically let out a bit of a psychic scream.
Hey, so long as it's not me.
You, on the other hand, are stuck in the Wall Street district, kind of spirity, and you know your unconscious body is not quite nearby. It's also not easy to maneuver around in the physical world when you don't have a physical body on
you. Yeah.
I fell asleep on Shay's boobs.
Oh, did you?
I'm still waking up.
My boobs are
his
boobs.
Sorry?
He's offering his boobs.
She's rubbing my back.
You might not get that kind of attention from me.
I'm in a quiet, happy place right now. It's also sleeping.
So, who's doing what?
I am shitting myself.
It
may
be hard
trying to wake
it's
up.
It's hard for me to maneuver in the physical world. It's fairly easy for me to invade someone.
Is it?
I wouldn't call it easy, but you can give it a shot, yeah.
Alright.
Especially if that person's aware of the ghost world.
They say it's like second nature, but not everybody can do it.
So we'll call that manipulate versus bad spot.
Okay.
I want you to be in a bad spot so badly.
That's okay, he's got partial for both.
You passed me with my mystic.
Indeed.
I was thinking I would have just gone like this.
Partial success. He's trapped in the body of someone who knows how to control people who are trapped in their bodies.
Really cool.
And
it's that right.
That bad spot is your wrestling control. What's this guy's name? What's he or she look like?
His name is Coyle. His name is Coyle. How do you think wrestling for control works?
I don't know. What is his name?
I think we just discovered the source of schizophrenia.
In the game, possibly.
Yeah, that's a joke. I'm not actually trying to pass judgment on people who have schizophrenia.
It's okay, you're sleepy. You don't...
I got on a bus. Thank God it was the right one.
Alright, well, it looks like we're hitting a collapse point here. So we're going to call another commercial break here.
Oh, right.
While we figure things out.